Every time I talk to working moms, the one topic that comes up all the time is not having enough time. Not enough time to spend with your family, not enough time to get all the work done at your house, cleaning, cooking, laundry, all the things. Not to mention everything that has to get done at work as well. And so today's episode is geared around three things that I am loving when it comes to time-saving strategies. So if you're ready to get a little bit more time back in your day, today's episode is for you. Let's go. Hey, y'all. Welcome to Working Mom Moments. Are you overwhelmed with the mental load of motherhood and struggling to find time to get everything done? Between kid activities, work deadlines, cleaning, and meal prep, does the guilt start creeping in around being present and giving your all to multiple aspects of your life? If so, you are not alone. I, too, am a working mom with four kids that have struggled with the juggling act of getting it all done. I've learned a few tips and tricks along my journey and created this podcast to share time-saving strategies, mindset transformation, and tips to help you create the life you love, both at home and at work. So if you're ready to thrive as a working mom, get unstuck, and create the life you've always dreamed of, you are in the right place. Block off this time on your calendar as a meeting with yourself, and let's dig in. As you might have already heard, I have exciting news. My book, The Working Mom Blend, is now available for pre-orders on Amazon and Barnes & Noble websites. This is a quick read for us busy moms that I know will touch your heart and would be a great gift for a friend, sister, or colleague. Head on over to Amazon or Barnes & Noble and type in Working Mom Blend in the search bar, or you can find direct links in this episode description. Also, if you want to come hang out with a group of working moms who get what it's like to juggle career and motherhood, I've got the group for you. Inside my free Working Mom Moments Facebook group, you'll get support, encouragement, motivation for the hard days, strategies to help with the mental load of being a working mom, and so much more. Simply head on over to facebook.com/groups/workingmommoments. I'll see you there. Hey, y'all, I want to take you on a journey back in time. So put your thinking caps on. I want you to envision 1990. I know that seems so far away. And for some of you, gosh, would that mean that you were even born around that time? I know I was born several years prior to that. But back in, let's say, the 90s or late 80s, we used to have a thing called television commercials. Nod your head, shake your hand, raise your hand if you remember those days. Okay, I'm gonna pretend that you all did that. So back in the day when we would watch live TV, we had commercial breaks. They might have been every 10 minutes, every 7 minutes. I'm sure there's statistics on exactly how often they occurred. Although it did seem like the longer the TV show, the more frequent you would have commercial breaks towards the end. It was like they like jam-packed them towards the end to make sure that you watched all the commercials because the cliffhanger was coming at the end of the show. Nonetheless, I remember my mom always getting up during commercial breaks. So whether she was watching a soap opera or she was watching a movie, I remember her always getting up and making dinner or cleaning something up. And she would say, well, this is kind of a way for me to enjoy a little downtime, but also make sure that I'm getting stuff done on my to-do list. And as I've grown older and I've recognized the need to have a blend of both downtime and also productivity, I really appreciated that perspective. In the digital age, my mom has talked about even setting a timer, whether it's on her phone or I think it might even be one of those kitchen timers that goes off every, 15, 20 minutes, where if my mom's watching a movie, the timer might go off and she still then takes 5-10 minutes and she does something else. She's in her retirement years, so she can enjoy just watching a movie if she so chooses. But I know that this is still her strategy. For years, that's worked for her. So she gets a little bit of downtime, and then she mixes it in with productivity. Maybe it's cleaning the basement. Maybe it's, cleaning up the kitchen or prepping dinner ahead of time. There's a lot of different things that need to be done, even when you're retired. Although, like all of us listening, I know retirement sounds beautiful. But if you're also like me, that means that you have many, many years before you hit retirement age. So while we can dream, we can also take this strategy to be a little bit more effective. So not only do I love this approach of getting a little bit of stuff done while also enjoying a little bit of downtime, I have a few time-saving tips that I want to share with you that I am using right now and I'm really loving and leaning into. So today's episode is all about saving ourselves a little bit of time, whether that is setting the timer so that you can break up your Facebook Reels, Instagram Reels that you're watching, the videos that you're watching, or maybe it's a Hallmark movie as well. Take that as one. But I have three other strategies I want to share that I've implemented to make my life a little bit more efficient. And boy, could we not all use some more efficiency. The very first one is going to seem a little counterintuitive. It is cleaning up my inbox. And if you're like me, where you get hundreds of emails a day, and I'm talking personal inbox, this can also work in your work setting as well. But from a personal perspective, I felt as though I was on every single email list possible. If it was a baby product, I was getting that, even though I don't have babies anymore. I was on the email list for everything. Clothes, right? Because I sign up for the discounts. And then with that, you have to sign up with your email address. Well, I rarely ever unsubscribe to any emails. So every morning when I woke up, I was getting at least 50 different, I would call it spam emails. And then throughout the day, I would get more and more and more. And so the important messages in my personal inbox were getting buried. And I thought, well, I could just simply leave this email address that I've had for a long time as my spam email. So anytime I signed up for offers and letters, that just would become my personal spam folder. But so many people important to me, like my kids' school, also need to reach me through that email. So I committed to cleaning up my inbox because it was creating a little bit of stress and anxiety for me, having to clean up nearly 100 emails every single day from my inbox. So I started hitting unsubscribe every single time something came in. And I would say this took me like maybe 5 minutes in the morning, maybe 5 minutes in the evening. And before I know it, over the course of a couple of weeks, I was getting much fewer emails, which was a welcome sight because even if they're spam, it's more emails that you have to sift through in order to make sure that you're not missing the important ones. So cleaning up my inbox has been really helpful for me to reduce some of the stress and also productivity. So just like anything, sometimes it takes a little bit more time on the upfront to gain a little bit of time on the back end. Now that said, there is actually an app that you can install and you can work through called Unroll.me. UNROLL.me. Now, I get no monetary compensation for this. And in fact, I actually do not even use it myself, but I know many, many, many people who have used it and it works for them. Basically, you connect it to your email or your inbox and it takes all of your different subscriptions. And it tells you like which ones do you want to subscribe to, which ones do you want to unsubscribe to, and it does the dirty work for you. So I've heard great things about that. That's certainly an option. But I want you to envision your inbox as your house in a sense. The more cluttered or the more items that you see that are in your site, the more distracted you can become, the more time that can get wasted, the more unclear things can become where you need to prioritize your focus. And studies have shown that more clutter, whether that's in your inbox or even around your house, can increase cortisol or stress and the feelings of feeling overwhelmed and one more thing that you have to do or wade through. So if it's helpful for you, that's been an area I've really leaned into over the past few weeks that has reduced some of my stress because I'm able to really sift through what emails are important. And if you're sitting there like, duh, why would you ever do that? Just start a new email. You could certainly do that as well. And maybe you too are 5 light years ahead of me on this. But I know many of you are sitting there saying, I have a red dot on my phone with 2,000 emails that I have not opened yet. You, my friend, are the one that I'm talking to. Let's get that inbox cleaned up. And while we're at it, on the course of emails, set your time for checking your emails. I do not have notifications on my phone for when every email comes in. I used to have that. It caused me stress, and I wanted to be able to check my emails when I had time designated to emails. And so we're going to talk about time blocking in future episodes, the importance of that. But for me, I have to be able to be in control of when I look at those emails so I can give it undivided attention rather than it making me reactive every single time I got a notification that, oh, you have a new email. Because I could be in the middle of something really important, whether at work or perhaps with my family or my kids that is most important to me at the moment, and then I become distracted by another alert that comes in. So for what it's worth, I enjoy having no notifications come to my phone for email so that I can have designated times to check those. Now, this next section is also related to your phone, but in a great way. It's a way for you to really limit distractions and bunny trails while you're in the midst of either spending time with your kids, or if you're looking at something already online and you're like, gosh, you know what? I really could see myself going down a bunny trail of finding out more information. I crave knowledge. I consider myself a lifelong learner. And so while I'm looking at something online, whether it's for work or for my family, maybe I'm doing a little bit of research, I have to limit my time. I limit my time to maybe I'm going to spend 5 minutes looking at this specific topic, because what more often than not happens is I start going down these little bunny trails. Oh, okay, I found out this information. That makes me wonder if bop, bop, bop. And then I start researching that topic, which then leads me to another topic. And it's easy for me to get lost down these bunny trails. I've started keeping notes on my note taker on my phone where I might normally go down those bunny trails. I start documenting the topics that I am interested in or that I want to come back to a little bit later. So I give myself a little bit of time. If I'm looking at, let's say, car seats, right? I want to make sure that I have the safest car seat. It's time for me to purchase another one. Thank goodness we are beyond car seats, but this is a perfect example where I might say, okay, I want to do research on reviews of car seats. And then I start thinking, okay, well, I wonder how that fits inside of my car. I wonder what other moms maybe in my city are saying about these car seats, right? And so there's a lot of different variables in the research that I may want to look into. When I've given myself a 5 minute limit, that means that I have to come back later. So I detail notes in the notes section of my phone of things that I want to continue researching later. And I designate those times on my schedule and on my calendar so that I have time to do that. But here's the interesting fact. More often than not, by the time I have a little bit of time to do a little bit of research, I'm not as interested in those topics. Maybe I've moved on. Maybe I've found the answer organically through other conversations I've had with people. Or if I was just looking up something that I was wondering about, like, why is the sky blue? Oh, I want to make sure that I look that up later, because you're inquisitive or your mind just kind of races 100 miles an hour. More often than not, too, you find that that's not really of importance to you. And so I've found that if I keep notes of the things that I'm interested in pursuing or researching or looking at online, that by the time I have that time, they're no longer of high importance. And I could have very likely ended up spending or wasting dozens of minutes or a half an hour or an hour going down these bunny trails, when in reality, when I come back to those topics later, they may or may not be most pressing for me at the time. So that's been a really interesting way for me to recognize where I might have spent time that didn't need to be spent, and to really reprioritize where I'm spending my time online. Is it purposeful? Is it intentional? Is it just because I'm curious, or is it really going to be beneficial? I think it's important to name the distraction. The distraction for me is oftentimes research and input. If you've done Strength Finders, Gallup Strength Finders, I know input is one of my strengths, my top 10 strengths, but it can also be a hindrance. Any strength taken too far, of course, can become a weakness. And so for me, this knowledge or this craving for information can really suck me into a research hole. And so if you find yourself, like me, getting distracted by different topics or by research in general, again, any strength taken too far can become a weakness, then make a list. Make a list of the things that you want to look at later and come back to it and see if they really are a priority 24 hours later. And this same thing can be done when it comes to prioritizing your tasks. Keeping a running list of all of the tasks so that it's, one, on paper or digital form, and two, just gets out of your head so that it's not swirling in there and causing more stress and overwhelm because you haven't listed it all out. Sometimes when we have this whole whirlwind inside of our mind and we're trying to keep track of all of the things that we have to do, it can feel very overwhelming because we haven't named all of the things that we have to do. So list them out, list also your distractions, whether it's things to do or it is, like me, input and research and looking into things and why is the sky blue? Write it down, then come back to it later, reprioritize, and I think you'll find the items that you had on that list may not be the highest priority for you. And then finally, I have to share that I am absolutely loving Rent the Runway. Rent the Runway is a subscription package. Of course, you can also rent the runway and purchase gowns to rent or borrow designer brands. For me, I love shopping. I could get a cold drink and shop all day long. I love trying on clothes and seeing different styles that are out there, but I rarely have the chance to go shopping for myself. If I am shopping, it's usually at Under Armour because that is where we get most of our kids' clothes. It's rarely ever for me. So I don't always know what's in style, and my closet hasn't been updated for quite some time. A girlfriend of mine told me there is a subscription box at Rent the Runway, and I decided to check it out. And y'all, I am in love. I have 10 items, two different shipments that come directly to me. I pick exactly what I want. They make recommendations as well. You have a personal stylist. There are so many cool things about this. I just adore. And it comes directly to my front door. I try it on. I send back whatever I don't want. And you know what? It almost reminds me of when my sons were in preschool, they had uniforms and how easy life got for me because they were just going to wear what was given to them from the school. Well, in essence, I don't have to go shopping. I don't have to update my entire wardrobe. I can just wear what I picked out that is sent directly to me to wear. And so it updates my fashion, but also doesn't clutter up my closet. I can send back anything that I don't want. And if you're like me, how many times have you purchased something online and it doesn't fit and you're too distracted, or maybe it's a low priority to actually return it, so you lose the money that you spent on an item that doesn't in fact fit. And I am just loving so much the quick update to my wardrobe. I feel a little fashionable because I'm not wearing the same mom trends that I have worn for the past 15 years, or the same dress that I've owned in 5 different colors because, hey, that's the dress that I know fits me, so why not just get it in every color? It's been a gift. It's a time saver. It's honestly a money saver for me, and it's something fun and meaningful for myself that doesn't cost a lot, doesn't take a lot of time, and gives me a little sense of self-care. I like to have new clothes, but I don't have the time, bandwidth, or an unlimited wallet either for that matter. So I am loving this right now. If you're interested yourself in doing Rent the Runway subscription box, I actually have a code that can give you 30% off. And that link can be found in the episode description here, or you can simply head over to bit.ly/workingmommoments and you can go grab your 30% off for your first subscription box as well. And I would love to hear your feedback on the subscription box, how you feel it is, and also would love to see some pictures because I need some fashion advice as well. So join us over on our Facebook group, Working Mom Moments, and share what is working for you in general when it comes to time-saving strategies. I hope this episode has helped you, and I'd love for you to come and join and share your favorite working mom tip in my free community, where we discuss mindset, motivation, time-saving strategies, and so much more. I'll meet you over at Facebook.com/groups/workingmommoments, and be sure to sign up for my insider email at laceyjungman.com/insider. I'll see you there. Hey y'all, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 quick seconds and share it with a friend who may need to hear this message as a working mom? Also, please leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It lights me up when I hear from listeners to know that this podcast is helping you. Okay, time to cross a few more things off my never-ending to-do list. I know you can relate. So I'll meet you back here on Tuesday for another episode. Until our next Working Mom Moment, have a beautiful day.